Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. We just thank God. We thank God. Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. We just praise God. We just praise him and we just give him thanks. Oh, we just thank him. We thank him for his many blessings that he continues to shower on us. Even when we don't understand, when we don't seem to get it, he's working it out. He's working it out. He's working it out. Oh, yes, yes. He is a mighty God. He is mighty. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's a mighty God. There is no one that can actually come up to his standards. No one. No one is above him. No one is above our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No one. Oh, yes, he's God all by himself. Yes, yes, he's God all by himself. Yes. Yes. And he takes care of us. He takes care of you and he takes care of me. Woo, we just give him praise today. Thank God for Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for your blessings that you always shower upon us. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment, this opportunity that you have given us, God. You have given us the victory that we see, that we breathe, that we are able to be mobile, move our limbs, oh God, have our mind, oh God, that's in right standing with you, God. We're not talking to ourselves, oh God. We thank you. Yes. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you all adoration right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, and we thank you, God. Yeah, we thank you for last night as we laid down, God. You had angels that were camped around us. You granted us protection. Oh, glory to God. And we just say hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you. Oh, yes, we thank him. We thank him. Yes, yes, yes. He is a mighty God. He is the Prince of Peace. Huh? He is our Lord of Lords. Oh, yes, yes. We thank him. We thank him. Mm-hmm. In everything that we should give thanks. Every day he was teaching at the temple. But the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the leaders among the people were trying to kill Jesus. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yes. Luke chapter 19, verse 47. They were trying to destroy him. They were trying to take him down. They were trying to get rid of Jesus. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, this is evidence that we will have enemies. We will have enemies. We will have those who want us to be gone off the scene, quieten us up so we don't talk, don't say nothing, want to silence us. Oh, yes, there are those who will hate us for speaking the truth, speaking the truth. But Jesus stood up. Jesus stood up. He stayed focused on what his assignment was. He stayed focused on what he was supposed to do. And that's the same for us. We are supposed to stay focused. We're supposed to remain steadfast, unremovable. That's our job. No matter what it looks like, we may have to go lay down. We may have to go into time out. But, hey, we rest and we get back up. We get back in the battle. Glory to God. Oh, yes. We know we have been discussing where is Jesus. So here we see Jesus is teaching. Jesus is about to start teaching. But I want you to realize that in this particular lesson, timing is everything. Timing is everything. So many times we even today, we call on Jesus when we get in trouble, when there's a crisis, when we're stressed out. We call on Jesus. Yeah. Many times this is what we do. Yeah. You hear people say it all the time. Oh, Jesus. Huh? But they don't know him no other time other than when it's a crisis or when it's some type of disaster that's going on or something that they feel they can't correct on their own. Then they call on Jesus. Yeah. But all before then, you didn't have a care in the world, so you had no idea. No, you didn't have him on your mind. But only when there's a crisis. Yeah. And sometimes you didn't even really know him when the crisis come, because you only sang his name because you've heard people say it. So you really don't know him. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Huh? But soon as that little cloud starts brewing over there, over your house, huh? Over your life, over your situations, then you call on Jesus. Does this sound familiar to anybody? And you expect him to answer real quick. You expect him to come quickly, immediate. You expect that. But I want you to know, just from this lesson here that we're going to be talking about today, timing is everything for Jesus. I said timing is everything to Jesus. Yeah. Timing is everything to Jesus. He adopted this method of timing from his father. Timing. On the day of creation, it was timing. When they hung the moon and the stars in place, it was timing. Think about that. When darkness became light, it was timing. When the earth was created, it was all in timing. When the sea was actually cast out into the deep, it was timing. When man was actually molded and shaped and created in his image, it was in timing. Oh, yeah. So timing is everything. Woo! Timing is everything. So I want you to pay attention to this lesson, because this lesson is pertaining to timing. It is pertaining to timing. So we know that timing also includes the baby, the woman who is carrying the baby. She carries that child for 9 whole months. That is timing. And most of us who had a child for the first time, you didn't understand why the doctor would ask you when was the last menstrual cycle, because he had to get you into the timing of once the child should arrive. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Timing is everything to Jesus. When you're boiling an egg, think about putting the egg in the water and allowing it to get hard so you could boil it. It's usually 20 minutes. Sometimes it can go over to 30, but it's usually 20 minutes. So timing is very important in the kitchen. Baking a cake requires timing. You need to know when you put it in and when it's due to come out. Timing. Yes. And look at the moon. I looked at the moon the other night. This moon was extremely red. I would say, wow. And it's a full moon. So the next moon is going to come in 24 hours. So it's timing. Timing is all around us. Whether we pay attention to it or not, it is existing. And time is moving. Hello. Yeah. So here we're going to be tonight in the book of John, chapter 7. And here we see in verse 14, let me just summarize what actually took place before 14. There was a feast that was actually taking place. Yeah, there was a feast. Mm-hmm. It was a Jewish feast of the tabernacles. Yeah. And so it says here that Jesus' brother said to him, leave here and go into Judea. He said, your disciples may also see the works that you do. But Jesus, being who he is, again, in timing, his response is, it's not time yet. Woo! It's not time yet. Think about that. How many times have we stepped out of sync? How many times have we walked ahead of God? How many times when we were out of order? Think about it. I think my mother used to say how the cart with the head of the horse was ahead of the cart, but you were out of sync. It wasn't time for you to move. You went too fast. You went ahead, and you were out of order. That's what that meant. You were out of order. So here we see in verse 14. It says here, when the feast was already halfway over, Jesus went up into the temple. Are you listening to what I'm saying? He went up. He went up into the temple. He went up into the temple after the feast was halfway complete. And you think about that. It was halfway complete. And you would have said, I know many of you, oh, but I wanted to make a grand entrance. I wanted to come in when everybody was sitting there so they could see, you know, my outfit or see what I had on. No, Jesus is coming in most of the time. At this particular time that he's coming in, everyone is relaxed. Yeah. Everyone probably has had conversations with each other. Everyone is aware of his or her surroundings, or who he's with, or who's over there. So he's coming in really at the right time. Look at this. Timing is everything. Timing is everything. And it says here that the Jews were astonished. They said, how is it that he, this man, has learned when he has never been a student? Now, what are they saying here? Well, Jesus is coming up to teach. And I always did say he's the greatest teacher. Oh, glory to God. Just imagine sitting at his feet and being taught, listening to the wisdom that would actually come out of his mouth. Yes. So, the Jews were amazed with the knowledge that he had. Remember, he was called by his father. He accepted the call. So quite naturally, his father will anoint him. Glory to God. So when you see Jesus and you hear him, this is what the anointing looks like. This is what the anointed one sounds like. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. This is the anointed one. Timing is everything. Yeah. Think about that. Timing. So here we see verse 16, Jesus answered them, and he said, my teaching is not my own, but he who sent me. Glory to God. You know, what I love about Jesus is that he speaks. Oh, he has the heavenly language. You just have to stay with him. Hold on. Just hold on in your seat and just ride on with him. Listen to what he said. Huh? Look at what he said. Huh? What he said here. My teaching is not my own. But he who sent me. Now, what is he saying? He's really saying, I'm not the one that's teaching. My Father who lives in me, who is a part of me, is teaching you. What you're hearing is not me, but it's coming from my Father. Glory to God. Yeah, look at that. Jesus. Jesus, as he stands tall and he speaks the word of truth. Truth, I said. I didn't say he was a false prophet. I said he speaks the word of truth. Yes. But some, even today, may think that he was weak. He was weak because he didn't do, or he didn't act the way they think or they thought he should act. Think about that. You know, they were looking for a king now. You got to remember that. They're looking for a king, so they're looking for somebody to come riding in what? With a chariot, not on a donkey. So they're looking for something totally different. Yeah, look at 17. 17 says, if any man desires to do his will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking from myself and of my own accordance and on my own authority. Now, what is that? What was that I just said? Listen to this. Let this be very clear. Jesus is telling us about the order of which we can find the truth. And it's simple. We must weed out the false prophets. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying. Now, he's letting you know that right here in that statement, that they're here, they're plentiful, and you and me, we need to know how to discern them. We need to know. And here it is. He's showing you. He's teaching you right here. He says, if any man desires to do his will, whose will? The will of my Father, he will know. Who is he? You. You will know. Why are you going to know? Because it's going to, you're going to be able to recognize. It's going to illuminate. You're going to be able to see. You're going to be able to pay attention. Why? Because the spirit of discernment that should be in you, because the Holy Spirit should be present, you will know. Simple. That's simple. You will know whether the teacher is from God or whether I am speaking from myself. Speaking what? Of myself. And we sit many times in many places and heard people speak of themselves. I know I've heard it. And most of the time when I hear it, I just tune it out. Because no longer is the Holy Spirit speaking anymore. Now you are speaking of your own. And this is what he's talking about. Right here. And he says, of my own accordance and on my own authority. So at that moment, this person, whoever it could be, They're no longer under the authority of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They're no longer operating under the Holy Spirit. They're operating in themselves. But you who are in Christ should have the spirit of discernment, and the spirit of discernment is to teach you what and who this is. Glory to God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah, think about it. The spirit of discernment. Meaning you will be able to discern the truth. Because he's letting you know here that the enemy will come. He's not telling you that they're not coming. He's not saying that they don't have false prophets. He's not saying that they're not going to knock on your door, call you on the phone, because they know how to call you too. Yes. Yes. They know how to dial your number. Yes. Verse 18 says, he who speaks on his own authority seeks to win honor for himself. Hello? If you're speaking on your own, you're speaking on your own authority, you just want to be honored. You just want to be showed off, or you want some type of acknowledgement for yourself. You're entering the spirit of pride. Huh? And we see this so often. It's all around us. But we who have the spirit of discernment, we should be aware. Listen to this. He who teaches originates with himself, seeks his own glory. But he who seeks the glory and is eager for the honor of him who sent him, listen to that, he is true. And there is no unrighteousness or falsehood or deception in him. Can I get a witness? There's none. There's no deception here. There's nothing phony. There's nothing false. There's no lies. There's no deceit. There's no backroom meetings. There's nothing under the cover. Are you listening to what I'm saying? There's no, the big word, manipulation. None will come through the pulpit. None will come through the teaching of the word of God. No form of manipulating the congregation or the group. None. Why? Because I'm walking in truth. I'm giving you the word of God straight from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is what Jesus is doing. Now, do you understand why they seek to kill him? Why they want him destroyed? Huh? Same as you. Same as I. When we walk in the truth, when we walk in righteousness, everyone is not going to be your friend. Huh? Remember Judas, he came with the kiss of what? I call it the kiss of death. Timing is everything for Jesus. Timing is everything here. Yes. Look in the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 3 and verse 7, and it says, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep what? Silent. And Jesus knew very well how to do that. Think about the time when the Pharisees came with the lady who had been caught in adultery. Jesus didn't run up there and start howling and shouting or saying anything real fast. He took his time, and he wrote in the sand and the dirt. He took his time before he replied and asked them about casting the first stone. He just was really kneeling down there drawing in the dirt. And, you know, when you look at that, you say, well, why are you not saying nothing? Slow to speak. Slow. Not being quick. Not being fast. So it's a time. A time for everything. A time to keep silent. And a time to speak. Hello. Glory to God. So here we see in this particular lesson, Jesus. Is actually living a living example of his word, of the word of God. He's actually doing it himself, right in the midst of the people, right in the midst of those who were willing to receive, right in the midst. So the question is today, what about you? Have you stood up? Are you decided to lay down? Are you standing up, giving the truth? Are you one who can actually say that I have the spirit of discernment? I can discern when the truth is being told. I can discern when false prophets come in my presence. I have the ability. Why? Because I am a child of God who has received the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes and it leads and it guides me into what? All truth. Yes. So the question is, do you have the Holy Spirit? If not, we can say this prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you for your word, God, because we know that your word is true. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to release the Holy Spirit into our lives, into our hearts. Help us to receive the Holy Spirit, that it will come and it will lead and it will guide me into all truths. And I will give you all praise. I will give you all honor in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. We just thank God. Thank God for you and thank God for you. We know that there are many things that are going on all around the world, but we have to stay focused. We have to stay in an atmosphere of believing and trusting in God. We have to stay here. Yeah. This is our protection. It's under the umbrella. It's under the head of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So stay protected. Trusting God. Believing in him. So we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday and, of course, on Saturday and Sunday. Minister Vivian and Sister Sadie on Saturday. Yes. Remember, the spirit of discernment is our weapon. We discern and we are protected. Because we trust God and we believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, because we are his children and he is our Lord. Yes. So we just thank each and every one of you for coming this day. And we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday evening. Yes, yes, yes. And Jesus, we pray. And we bless you. And we say amen.